This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Our cattle market as a whole continued the slide to the downside that started yesterday. Only October live cattle managed to stay mostly positive today, as that was mainly due to the fact of ideas that we would see better cash. We've heard some possibilities of some 165 cash being paid. We've also heard of 165 being passed, so it's a little hard to get a handle on. At midday, we 64 higher on choice box beef, 27 higher on selects, moved 60 loads, saw a small cattle kill today of 100,000 head, saw a weekly kill 562,000, 15,000 less than last week. On the close today, October live cattle were 90 cents higher. December live cattle were down 57 cents. October feeders down $1.15. November feeders down $2.32. And December lean hogs down $1.22.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3- and 6-person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Tom, how did today's USDA report affect the grain market?
Well, Leslie, the first 5 to 10 minutes was pretty interesting. After that, it got a little bit on the quiet side, and we pretty much resumed normal trading to the downside in corn and soybeans, but managed to hold some upside in the wheat market. We also saw today Egypt bought wheat from France and Russia, and also Mexico made a large purchase of almost 1.5 million metric tons of our U.S. corn for this marketing year and into next marketing year. At the close today, December KC wheat was up a nickel, March KC up 3.5, December Chicago wheat up 5.25. December corn closed down 10.75, March corn down 11 cents, November soybeans and January beans each down 19.5, with December cotton 16 points higher.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.